Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists. For the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls, for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are in the middle of a blog and podcast series entitled Peacemakers for the Cause of Christ. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." As we see it, it's time for more of us to step out of the divisions that separate us from one another and allow Jesus to form and shape us into peacemakers for the cause of Christ, facilitators of God's peace in a world hungering for peace. Our theme this week is Peacemakers Practice the Presence of God's Peace. And our subject today is Your Warm Sweater of Peace. Today's Lectio Divina comes from Colossians 3, verses 12 through 17, and I'll be reading from the Message Bible. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you, and regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your lives. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing. Sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. As I see it, for those of us who are looking for a good role model when it comes to a true peacemaker for the cause of Christ, we don't need to look too much further than a visit to Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. In his day, Fred Rogers was seen primarily as a TV personality focused exclusively on a children's audience. But today, nearly 20 years after his death, at the age of 74, that was in year 2003, his popularity has exploded. In the last few years, there have been two major Hollywood releases that focus on Fred Rogers and his amazing kindness. In 2018, Won't You Be My Neighbor? Director Morgan Neville's documentary about Rogers' life grossed $22 million and became the top-grossing biographical documentary ever produced. The 2019 drama film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which brought yet another Oscar nomination to Tom Hanks, tells the powerful story of how Rogers' proactive care and compassion changed one man's life for the good. Fred's biographer, Maxwell King, in the book The Good Neighbor, The Life and Work of Fred Rogers, says this about this recent rise in popularity, and I quote, "Whenever a great tragedy strikes, war, famine, mass shootings, or even an outbreak of populist rage, millions of people turn to Fred's messages about life. Then the web is filled with his words and images. With fascinating frequency, his written messages and video clips surge across the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of people who, confronted with a tough issue or ominous development, open themselves to Roger's messages of quiet contemplation, of simplicity, of active listening, and the practice of human kindness. Unquote. Today's Lectio Divina from Colossians 3, when read in Eugene Peterson's Message Bible translation, always reminds me of the opening scene of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, where Fred would come through the front door dressed as a businessman, but over the next 3 minutes or so he would transform himself into a kind, compassionate teacher-listener who always had time for both me and the countless others who would visit the neighborhood. This intentional transformation was symbolized by Fred through the changing of his shoes from business black to comfy tennies and from a stuffy suit coat to a comfy warm red sweater. So in actuality, as an ordained Presbyterian pastor, Fred was acting out on public television the literal fulfillment of our passage today. Colossians 3, 12 through 17, dressing himself in the wardrobe picked out for him by God. If you've never explored the life and ministry of Fred Rogers, I would suggest that you do so as part of your growth in the world of Christ-centered peacemaking. Author Amy Hollinsworth got to know Fred Rogers back in the day and has written a marvelous book called The Simple Faith of Mr. Rogers, Spiritual Insights from the World's Most Beloved Neighbor. Back in 2007, that book came out, and it explores Fred's dedication to Christ and the deep well of spirituality he drew from every day in his ongoing work as a children's educator. One of the quotes I love from this book comes from the well-known NBC TV journalist, Tom Brokaw. Let me quote him. Mr. Rogers was an ordained minister, but he never talked about God on his program. He didn't need to. Unquote. Isn't it interesting that so many Christians go around saying they are doing good for the cause of Christ, yet to Fred Rogers, simply wearing the clothing God had laid out for him, compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline, even temperedness, content with second place, forgiveness, love, peace and thankfulness was enough. My wife Sandy has a favorite expression that she uses when teaching on Colossians 3. Dress for where you are going. So what about you? Where are you going today? And how are you dressing yourself in the wardrobe that God has laid out for you? Will you pray with me today? Father God, thank you for men and women who have gone before me, modeling this work of being a peacemaker for the greater glory of God. Your precious son, Jesus of Nazareth, is of course my best source, yet there have been so many others over the centuries as well. Fred Rogers certainly is one person in my lifetime who took his role as peacemaker seriously and walked it out in quietness, strength, and humility. May I do likewise for your name's sake. Amen. So here are some questions for you to ponder today. In a recent interview, the Dalai Lama encouraged those who want to make a true difference in their world to, quote, practice warm-heartedness, unquote. What might it look like for me, one who desires to live for the glory of Jesus, to practice warm-heartedness? How might my words and actions be different today if I were more serious about this call to dressing the part as a peacemaker? Might Fred's warm red sweater be a good place to start? This week, we're including some extra exercises that we call in this series, putting on your peacemaker tool belt. In Philippians 4, verse 9, it says, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. This week, as we discuss the great need to practice Jesus' presence of peace deeply within our own lives, We're giving you three practical spiritual formation tools that have greatly aided us in our journey with Jesus. These are ancient tools used by Christ's followers for centuries, and we believe they can come in handy for you along the way as well. Last time, we introduced you to centering prayer, and today we'd like to encourage you in the practice of Lectio Divina, the slow reading of Scripture. For a complete overview of how to get started in the spiritual disciplines of Lectio Divina, go to our webpage on today's blog, and you will find a link to our website giving you much more information about Lectio Divina and how you can get started. And let us know how it's going, because we would love to hear from you and encourage you along the way. Finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on the theme of peacemakers for the cause of Christ. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God's presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.